The WCLT Radio Group presents your hometown podcast.
I'm Sergeant Don. I'm joined by Lieutenant Chad Carson from the Licking County Sheriff's Office, and we're here to talk about the Blue Line Twilight Run. Now, this is the third annual event. Chad, tell us a little bit about the event.
So the event is a partnership between the Central Ohio Technical College and Licking County Sheriff's Office. It started, obviously, 4 years ago. We had to skip a year because of the pandemic. We partnered with COTC to try to bring law enforcement, local law enforcement, and the community together in a friendly environment. We decided on a 5K or a 10K run, with the proceeds benefiting both the Sheriff's Office and Central Ohio Technical College. With any event, it starts off slow and builds momentum over the course of time. So this year we're hoping it's going to be bigger and better than the years past. Last year, even with the rules for the pandemic, we were still surprised with the amount of people that came out and enjoyed the atmosphere and did a little exercise in 5 for 10K.
When is the event? What's the day and the time?
So the event's going to be Saturday, May 14th. The run actually starts at 7 p.m. It's twilight. Most 5Ks and 10Ks are run during the daytime in the hot, beating down sun. So we thought we'd do something a little bit different. Do it in the evening when it's a little bit cooler. Maybe folks after dinner can come out and join us. The run starts at 7 o'clock. We should be done, wrapped up within an hour or so, obviously. Registration is current. You can register now by going to COTC's website at go.cotc.edu/blueline run. Click on the registration link and it'll take you to our registration site. For non-law enforcement participants, it's $35. And for law enforcement, either current or former, it's $25. We encourage walkers to come. The course this year is back totally on the COTC campus, so you'll get to view their beautiful campus up there. We stay right on their grounds.
At least 1 year, we had, I think it was the Columbus Police Academy, brought all of their cadets out. So we're going to have that as well?
I don't know about Columbus Police Department's Academy, but I do know that the Central Ohio Technical College's Academy students will be participating in the run. I think it's one of their soft requirements. They have to participate in a 5K just for physical fitness and wellness.
This is a great way for the public to meet our men and women in law enforcement without having to worry about the lights behind them and get that big adrenaline rush. Use your adrenaline to run.
Right. That's exactly correct. So prior to the race beginning, it's pretty cool. Everybody kind of congregates at the start-finish line, or as in the first year, we congregated in the lobby of a building because it was pouring down rain. Everybody seemed to get along great. We do have some folks there, law enforcement there, in uniform. They're representing their particular agencies, security, other functions like that. But for the most part, the guy you're standing next to is going to be a captain with the State Highway Patrol. So it's pretty cool to watch the interactions between folks, make friends, have a good time. And obviously, there's always a little bit of competition about how, you know, that 18-year-old kid looks at the police officer and says, "I can run faster than you." Well, we'll find out about that in a minute. So it's a good time.
And it's all agencies. I mean, local, county, state agencies that are going to come. Tell me a little bit about the two causes that we're going to support, the Thomas W. Cottrell Jr. Award and Stuff the Backpack.
Okay, so the first one, the Thomas W. Cottrell Jr. Award, it's an award given to a graduating academy student from a COTC academy. It's voted on by the cadets in that particular class. The winner of that award not only gets a really nice plaque, there also is a plaque outside of Adena Hall that indicates who won it from the past. But that officer or that cadet gets $1,000, we'll call it a scholarship, as part of that award, so that when they get into law enforcement, they can purchase equipment that's necessary for them that the agency wouldn't necessarily provide for them. The folks that win that award, we actually have two, maybe three current deputies with the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office that have been awarded that honor from COTC. The second fund is to help us fund the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office Stuff the Backpack program. We came up with the idea of trying to help out the kids in our community that maybe their parents do not have the resources to provide them with the tools necessary for them to be successful in the classroom. So what we have done is we take our proceeds from this particular event, we divide it up amongst the four schools that the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office services within our county. Those four schools would be Lakewood, Licking Valley, Southwest Licking, and Northridge Schools. We make contact with guidance counselors and teachers for each of those school systems, and we find out the kids that don't necessarily have the opportunity to have the tools that they need. The first year, our 5K of the proceeds, we actually partnered with Target in Heath. We went on a Sunday morning and pretty much took over their building and their store. I think we served approximately 50 students throughout Lincoln County Schools. The child was partnered with a local law enforcement officer, mostly from the sheriff's office. We got their school list and a cart, and we went shopping. At the end, we went up, checked them out. The proceeds were there to pay for the items that they needed. And it was everything from the little erasers you put on the tips of pencils up to and including, I think, a couple kids we purchased shoes for because they didn't have necessarily the money to purchase new shoes to start school. With that one, Target also donated some monies to that, and Central Ohio Technical College donated backpacks. So they were blue backpacks with the COTC logo on them, which was cool because they were blue, fits in with the Blue Line Twilight Run topic. And each kid received a backpack, and when they left, the backpack was full, and they usually had bags left over. It was a good time.
Well, those are great, great causes. So the Blue Line Twilight Run is May 14th, 7 p.m. on the campus of Central Ohio Technical College. Get your info and register at go.cotc.edu/blueline-run. Lieutenant Chad Carson, thank you so much for stopping by today.
Well, thank you.